Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, I'm trying to help you get your Friday started right. I'm trying to help you get a little bit closer to Friday. Okay, if you didn't know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. It's halftime, folks. 2 hours down, two more to go. I start the show every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We got a lot to talk about. A lot is going on in the world of sports. The NBA, they're in their bubble, trying to get closer to the finals. The Yankees are hitting five home runs in an inning. The Cleveland Browns actually won a football game and look good. I guess they raised expectations for one night, or maybe they lived up to them for once. We got a lot to talk about. First of all, I want to thank two of our guests for coming through in the first hour of the show. Shalit Calhoun of the New England Patriots. He's going to take on Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks this upcoming Sunday. Thank you, Shalit, for calling in. Good job, and I guess good luck is a better phrase, in trying to take down Russell Wilson. Alex Anzalone of the New Orleans Saints, he joined us in the show as well. Thank you, Alex, for calling in. Alex, he has the pleasure of trying to stop Josh Jacobs on Monday Night Football as the New Orleans Saints head out to an empty Vegas Allegiant Stadium. Empty Monday Night Football. That place is going to be open. It looks like a Death Star. Looks like something out of Star Wars. I love the fact that it is a stadium. It's all black. It's in the desert. It looks cool as hell. But unfortunately, there won't be any fans in there to see it. It stinks. It's unfortunate. For my NBA fans out there, the Boston Celtics, they blew it. They stunk tonight. They gave up a lead. And Miami, they have gone up 2-0 in their series. I don't know what the hell was going on with the Celtics tonight. They had that lead in game one, blew it. Had a lead in game two, blew it. And now we also hear word that Marcus Smart, you know, he blew his lid at the conclusion of the game in the locker room as the Miami Heat beat the Celtics 106-101 to take a 2-0 series lead. At one point in time during the course of the game, the Celtics led 60-47 at the half. Miami, they actually then outscored them 37-17 in the third quarter. This is what Coach Eric Spoelstra had to say about their comeback.
Boston was really getting us on our heels in the first half, and I don't think anybody was in any kind of rhythm or disposition defensively. And a lot of it was them. I mean, they were backing us up and everything. So I think Bam, you know, really set the tone in that second half along with Jay. And then our reserves came in and really gave us a boost defensively. That just took some of the pressure off of our offense. But Bam, you know, was really assertive in the pick and roll. And that kind of loosened up some things, you know, for us.
Yeah, look. Boston gave away their second consecutive game, and at this point in time, the Miami Heat are just playing with way more heart. The Miami Heat are making adjustments. Even though they're down, they're fighting back to ultimately win these games. And Marcus Smart had an entire fit in the locker room after the loss, throwing objects, yelling at teammates. Jaylen Brown chalks it up to his passion. Brad Stevens chalked it up to passion. Well, I hope the entire team has that much passion in the next game. Otherwise, Boston will be down 3-0. And in the game that just ended on the NFL side, as we move into week two, the Cleveland Browns beat the Cincinnati Bengals for the fourth time in five matchups. Cleveland wins 35-30. Baker Mayfield, 219 yards passing to go along with two touchdowns and an interception. But the name of the game, Cleveland, and this is something that they should really do all season long, you gave Kareem Hunt a contract, run the ball. That's what they did. Nick Chubb, 22 carries for 124 yards and two touchdowns. Kareem Hunt, 10 carries, 86 yards, his longest run, 33. He scored a touchdown as well. Odell Beckham Jr., 74 yards and a touchdown. Joe Burrow, 316 yards passing and three TDs. There's a lot to talk about here in this matchup, especially when it comes down to what the expectations are for the Cleveland Browns just the rest of this year. The expectations were high last year, and they have plenty of additions that would lead you to believe the Cleveland Browns would have success and that they won't just be a team that sucks, that they won't just be the Cleveland Browns. I want to start taking your phone calls and really discuss this matchup. Paul from Pennsylvania has been waiting patiently on the line. I want to let you know the phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And did you know right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Paul from PA, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Paul?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call, man. I really appreciate it, and I love your show, man.
Thank you, thank you.
I've been for a little while, but I really like what you have to say. So I just want to get that out right out the get-go. So to kind of piggyback off what you said, I agree with you 100% on the, you know, showing fans in their living rooms and stuff. Like, we don't need to be reminded about COVID, you know? Like, I want to see, like you said, I want to see the players enjoy playing the game, because that's, you know, that's our escape from all the crap that's going on. Pardon my French. I apologize.
No, crap that is fine. There's nothing wrong with crap. I can say a worse word, but I get yelled at in a few hours, you know? Go ahead.
Try not to have that happen. But I really agree with you on that point, because we as fans don't want to see that, you know? We just want to see the players having fun and doing what they love to do.
Sure.
Because I know most of them really do love the game. And that's
absolutely
my question to you, first with the Browns, and then I did have a question about the Steelers and Big Ben later on. But what's your take on the Browns? Are the Ravens really just that good, or did the Browns make huge improvements in their game plan and how they're utilizing their players? Because they really, really played well tonight, and I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, I think obviously the Ravens are the cream of the crop. You're not going to find too many folks who look at the Ravens or look at the Chiefs and don't say, this is the most likely AFC title matchup. These are the two teams that are at the top of the AFC. Everybody else is carrying their water. Everybody else is trying to knock them off. And it's not out of character for the Cleveland Browns to go ahead and, decide to make a big old mess in the bed, okay? I mean, do you expect 38-6? Is that what you want to go ahead and guess? No. I might say, yeah, well, you know, the Ravens will beat them, let's say, 28-14. Or maybe you want to give the Browns 10 points. Nobody expects only two field goals out of a squad that has Odell Beckham Jr. and Landry and Chubb and Hunt. You expect offense at minimum. So I want to give the Ravens credit, and then I want to go ahead and say that the Browns were unprepared. They had a first-year head coach in Stefanski, and it was a good example for them to come back and bounce back against a team with a rookie quarterback, and that's what they did. Yeah, I think the Browns will be better than the 6-10 disaster they were last year. I think this is Baker Mayfield's time to pretty much show that he's not a turnover machine. I mean, last season, Baker Mayfield had 27 turnovers, 27, 21 in the air, and 6 fumbles. You can't do that if you're trying to win. So you're asking me about the Browns? Were they as bad as they looked on Sunday? I don't think so, but I certainly don't think they're at the level of a Ravens. I don't think they're a step below them. The Browns are barely a team, in my opinion, that maybe they get in on a wild card, and that should be a high point for them.
No, I completely agree with you. I think 8-8, 9-7 is a really fair assessment of their team this year. But honestly, like you said, that's a step in the right direction for them.
It is.
Guys on, their secondary is decimated. You know, they're missing a lot of guys in the secondary. The fact that they're doing, they're 1-1 right now. The fact that they're 1-1, I think, is a testament to, Stefanski being heads and shoulders above Kitchens.
Well, yes, and this is definitely. Poor Kitchens. He shouldn't have necessarily even had the job. And thank you, Paul, for calling from Pennsylvania. I know you had a question about the Steelers. What was it?
Just your take on Big Ben is my question. Like, is this for real? Like, he's back and he's going to be a serviceable quarterback, or was that a fluke game?
I don't think it's a fluke game. They played against a young team in the New York Giants. I believe Ben Roethlisberger, if he's healthy, it's like any other year. He's going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the game. But it's like everybody else. I certainly believe Pittsburgh will have a better season than the Browns will, but it's just a matter of whether or not he's healthy. This has been someone, and thank you, Paul, for calling from PA, and thank you for the kind words as well. Look, Ben Roethlisberger will take a beating. Ben Roethlisberger will stay in the game regardless of how much he gets beat up. But that doesn't become easier as you get older. He's 38 years old. It's like a game of operation with Ben Roethlisberger. What hurts that day? Last year, he got his elbow ripped to shreds and really didn't play at all. And we saw him get knocked around on Monday as well. So can he take a beating throughout the entire year? And that might be one area I know a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans were not happy with. What is our succession plan for Ben Roethlisberger? Are we just going to hope that he stays healthy? He says that he felt like he was in a car accident after playing on Monday night. Well, get used to it. Welcome back to the NFL, Big Ben. Terry, he's calling up from Texas. Terry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Appreciate you taking my call. Great show. I'm a Raiders fan, but I really, really like this Burrow kid. I've watched him for 2 games, and I swear Cleveland, in my opinion, had no reason to win that game other than the defensive front of the Bengals.
They almost gave it away. That's true. Cleveland almost gave this game away, and it looked like it was going to be the most Cleveland Browns thing ever. And Joe Burrow, I agree with you 100%, Terry. Joe Burrow looks like someone who is going to be a problem. And it's an amazing thing that at the end of the last game, they missed a field goal to potentially take them into overtime. He started to heat up in the fourth quarter. And in this game, what I've liked from Joe Burrow is that he shows that he's not giving up. He's not going anywhere. He's making rookie mistakes. I mean, I saw him at one point in time, I believe it was Sheldon Richardson, was coming to tackle him or sack him in the backfield. And instead of throwing the ball away, Joe Burrow wanted to be Superman, and he decided to try and spin. I'm sorry, Joe Burrow, that's not going to work in the NFL. Sheldon Richardson proceeded to push his ass down onto the field. So Joe Burrow looks amazing. Hopefully he can keep his arm connected to his body for as many times as he's going to throw the ball this season, Terry.
Don't you think he looks a lot more advanced than most quarterbacks ever to come out of college? I mean, he actually is as calm as Joe Montana.
Well, I don't want to go as far. I mean, I'm not going to entertain anything about Joe Burrow and Joe Montana. I will not do that. But I will agree with what you said to open up, is that he certainly does look more advanced than most rookies who come into the NFL. And thank you, Terry, for calling up from Texas. Joe Burrow looks like he has no quit in him. Joe Burrow looks like a guy who ascended into the national spotlight from being a third-string quarterback at LSU to a national champion who just set records along the way. And now he's in the NFL. He looks poised. He looks confident. He looks like he's not going away. You know, if you're a fan of Cincinnati, if you're a Bengals fan, you got to be happy with what you're seeing so far in only two games from Joe Burrow. You really do. It's unfortunate that you had to throw the ball as much as you did. I don't think you want Joe Burrow throwing it 61 times every single game, but you make an excellent point. He certainly does look poised. Can we really be surprised? I know. Look, it's not an easy transition. It's definitely not an easy transition when you don't even have preseason games. Joe Burrow's basically been thrown out here to the wolves. Show me what you got. And he succeeded so far, even though his team is 0-2. I don't think anybody expects for the Bengals to come out this year and all of a sudden make moves or make waves in the AFC North. It's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean you can't look at the future at the quarterback position in Joe Burrow. It's been fun to watch him in these first two games. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Cleveland Browns? Are they a team to finally take seriously? Do you believe they're going to compete in the AFC North? Do you think they should be able to compete for a playoff spot? When you think about all of the talent that they have on the roster on the offensive side of the ball, it would be a gimme. I would definitely be running the ball down everybody's throats. You bring in Conklin. You have Chubb. You give Hunt a contract. Run the ball. Then get it downfield to Beckham and Landry. It shouldn't be Baker Mayfield out there trying to, you know, win the game by himself, because we've seen how that works. It doesn't. The Cleveland Browns, I think they will compete for a playoff spot, but I'm not going to be fooled into thinking that they are one of the cream or one of the top teams in the AFC North. No, prove it. When it comes down to the Cleveland Browns, it's always about proving it and not choking. Philip is calling up from Atlanta. Philip, give me your thoughts.
Cleveland is a joke. I mean, they're going to finish right back where they was at last year. I mean, they have the talent. They're just dysfunctional. I mean, you got talent in Hunt and Chubbs. You got a good offensive line. But I'm sorry, when you have a dysfunctional organization from top, you can't keep a head coach to save your mama's life. You draft a quarterback that is the same idiot that you drafted, 5 years ago in Johnny Manziel. And, you know, and Odell Beckham is a nutcase all by himself. This team is going to finish right back where they were at last year. I don't see anything. They have the talent to stay in the game. The defensive line is real good. But, you know, as just far as playing with chemistry and doing the right things, I don't think from here on out, you just said it, yeah, run the football, play action. They're not going to do it because you got too many egos on that team that's going to demand the ball. Landry, Beckham, and Baker Mayfield thinking he's, I don't know, you know, Houdini out there. You know, so I just see the Cleveland Browns just being right back where they were at last year.
All right. Well, thank you, Phil, for calling up from Atlanta. I want to continue to take your phone calls. The line is open right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Browns, are they still a joke, or do you think they can at least compete for a playoff spot? They got a lot of talent on that team. Another 5-11, 6-10 year would be a massive disappointment. And at that point, I'm going to gather the Browns get blown up. They're 1-1. They knock off the Bengals tonight. What do you think about the Browns and their future this season behind Baker Mayfield, Chubb, Hunt, Beckham, and Landry? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Tight end Harrison Bryant motions back into the backfield, offset to the right. Mayfield on first down, and he's going to bootleg it out. Near side looking. He's going to go long and deep. Beckham's out there. He's got it! In the end zone, touchdown, OBJ!
That sound courtesy of Browns Radio. That's right. You didn't hear anything incorrectly, Baker Mayfield connected with Odell Beckham Jr. for a touchdown. Odell Beckham Jr. finishing with 74 yards and a touchdown that you just heard. That pass 43 yards for a score. Jarvis Landry hauls in 46 yards. But ultimately, it was the rushing game tonight that kept Cleveland active, kept them in the lead, helped win them the game. Nick Chubb, 124 yards on the ground. Kareem Hunt, 86 yards. They combined for 3 touchdowns. Baker Mayfield, 219 yards passing. He throws for 2 TDs and an interception that looked like it was going to give Cincinnati life at the end, but Cleveland's rushing game put that to a wrap. Cleveland ultimately wins 35-30. I believe that the Cleveland Browns will have an improved record from what they did last season, 6-10. But I am not so sure. I would say no. I don't see the Cleveland Browns jumping over anybody in their division. That's just facts. You know, do I think they're better than the Steelers? Nope. Do I think they're better than the Ravens? Did you see the game on Sunday? So the Cleveland Browns, hey, run the football. Utilize those all-pro weapons that you have at wideout with Beckham and Landry. You utilize that to stay in these games. But ultimately, I just don't believe in their division that they'll ultimately win out. But I think they'll win enough games to not be a complete disappointment, or to at least not get blown up to smithereens. Because there were high expectations last year, and they were not met. And a lot of that, I would say, was Baker Mayfield's fault. 27 turnovers last year? Come on, what quarterback is winning you a game with that many turnovers? You can't even hit your own wide receivers. At least tonight, you know, he looked like he was confident. Looked different than he looked on Sunday in that beatdown. The phone lines are open to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Cleveland Browns? They beat the Bengals. It's a young team. I don't think anybody's going to overreact about the victory tonight. But this was a game and a matchup that they certainly were supposed to win. Even at one point late in the game, it looked like they were going to give it away. Baker did throw an interception that looked like that was going to give Cincinnati a chance to take it. Let's get back to the phone lines. Mark, he's calling up from Los Angeles. Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
What's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm great. What you thinking?
Good, good. So me and you could probably both agree, and a lot of people could probably both agree, that Cleveland is probably the third best team in the North. Obviously. I don't think they're above Pittsburgh. I definitely don't think they're above Baltimore with what we saw. But the thing is looking at their schedule, you say 6-10, I'm hard-pressed to find maybe 3-4 wins. They play Washington next. Okay, they could get a dub there. Then they play the Cowboys, the Colts, the Steelers. I'd say 3 straight L's right there. You know, then you sit back and you play the Bengals. So obviously you're going to sweep that series. But 5-11, the thing is Odell only has 4 catches for 74 yards. Remember, JR, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a diehard New York Giants fan. When he was with the Giants, I was absolutely remiss that I would see him for like, he would break one for like 60 yards and then wouldn't get a catch the whole quarter. And you're like, what? He just broke one for 60. He keeps throwing in the ball. And that's the thing I see with Baker is he's just not getting, he has too many weapons. He's got Austin Hooper. You know, he's got the good running backs with, you know, grind the ball, whatever you may be. But you also got Landry and Beckham. You got a good offensive line. You got Myles Garrett. He had 9 pressures today. Unbelievable. Led the league last year. But I just don't see Cleveland. You saw what, you know, Baltimore did to them, right? Week 1, the blowout. So I'm just going to be hardly remiss to sit here and say when they go up against better offenses. Colts don't have necessarily a great offense, but you got Rivers. And that's way better. And you got Hilton and you got a couple of other good weapons. Even though Mac may be out, I just don't see them really taking the next step. And they added good weapons in the offensive line and
Conklin.
Do that. But I don't see it. I see 5-11 again. I really do.
Okay.
I mean, it's like if they beat Washington, they're 2-1, and everyone's going to be like, oh, my gosh, holy moly. And then they play the Cowboys,
they get destroyed. Well, Mark, I certainly don't think so. And thank you for calling up from L.A. Appreciate you. Nah, we know. They're going to be hard-pressed. This is not an easy road. I mean, I can look at their next games, and let's be real. This is the NFL. We can say, okay, well, they're supposed to win or they're supposed to lose the next three games. Well, having said that, I'd say the law of averages in the NFL pretty much dictates that they will probably win one out of the three just based on the talent that they have. That's just how it goes. You think about the Browns' next couple of games. Yes, they are taking on Washington. They do have the Cowboys, the Colts, the Steelers, the Bengals again, the Raiders. They also face the Texans. Who knows what the Eagles are doing? The Jaguars come up late in the season. Tennessee, they have to face the Ravens again. They got both New York teams and the Giants and the Jets, Steelers. It's not going to be easy. So I say, hey, if anything, best case scenario is they compete for a playoff spot. But it's difficult. But I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were last year, where you look at them as a total disappointment. T from Georgia, what's on your mind about the Browns?
Darryl, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. Go ahead, T. We're up against the break.
Hey, listen, I don't know what these previous calls was talking about, but I like the recipe that Cleveland got, man. They got the recipe. They just got to keep cooking. They got two elite backs. I'm talking about elite. And they got a defense. And one thing I know, those two things travel. And listen, I think they could compete for the second spot in the division. The reason I say that, I'm not sold on Pittsburgh, man. This ain't take away the elite defense and coaching staff. Don't nobody on the offense scare you, man. And then Big Ben, this ain't the young Big Ben. When he hit, Big Ben gone. So I think they really can't compete for the second place in the division. But I like the recipe with the Browns, man. So I'm pulling for them.
Okay. Well, thank you, T, for calling up from Georgia. I would tend to say that T is in the minority, of teams that think the Browns are going to go ahead and make some moves this year. Let me know what you think. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. More of your calls when we come back. Are you confident that the Browns can turn things around and actually get into the playoffs this year? Are you confident that they can fight? Are they going to kind of slide the Steelers out the way? Can they move for a wild card position? They got a lot of talent. Your calls when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Cleveland Browns, they got a victory. I know one victory for the Cleveland Browns must feel like 20 victories. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals 35-30. Hell of a ground game. Nick Chubb, 124 yards. Kareem Hunt, 86. They combined for three TDs. Odell Beckham Jr., he got connected via Baker Mayfield. Four receptions, 74 yards, and a 43-yard touchdown early in the game. Yes, it is the Bengals, and yes, this is a young squad. Joe Burrow looks like he's ready to keep growing. Threw the ball 61 times. This is a rookie. Threw the ball 61 times. 316 yards for three TDs. Made his mistakes, but certainly looks like he's going to be around for a long time. So based on what you've seen on Sunday, where the Bengals were trounced 38-6 by the Ravens, based on what you saw tonight against the Bengals, what is your confidence level that the Cleveland Browns can actually compete for a playoff spot? You think about all the offensive talent that they have. You think about their defensive front. You know, I don't think nobody's going to mistake them for the Ravens. Nobody's going to look at them and think that they're going to light up the world. But they should certainly do better than they did last year. Right? I'm opening up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. What are your expectations for the Cleveland Browns? Are they simply still the Cleveland Browns? Or do you have more confidence that they'll compete for a playoff spot this year? I want to get back to the phone lines in a second. I do want to remind you, we've started week two of the NFL season, and this Sunday it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader with the early games highlighted by an NFC matchup between the Giants and the Bears, along with the Broncos squaring off with the Steelers. Then, in Game 2, Patrick Mahomes and the defending Super Bowl Chiefs, they face off against the Chargers. Or you get the Ravens taking on the Texans. It all starts with JB and the guys on the NFL Today, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, Sunday on CBS. It's crazy to say, wow. Week two of the NFL season already underway. We got James. He's calling up from South Carolina. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the game tonight? James. James took a nap. Let's go to Greg. He's calling up from Knoxville, Tennessee. Greg, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening. I tell you, I think the initials for Bengals and Browns goes together very good because they're both about as powerful as a BB gun. And I listened to the game on the radio, and it was Westwood One, and one of their announcers called the team there the Bangles. And I thought, if they were the Bangles, their theme song would be "We Got the Beat," and that's not what they got.
You got it. You got any more puns for me, Greg? Keep going. I'm listening.
Well, I know the Cleveland. I tell you. I hope that their cheerleaders have some real low-cut tops because that's about the only Cleveland that I'd want to see there because they're terrible usually every year, and they have been successfully terrible so far, you know, in the past umpteen years. So I don't hold my breath for them.
All right, Greg. Well, I know you don't have your money on the Cleveland Browns, but I certainly understand that you are looking for cleavage. Well, listen, Greg. Behave yourself out in Knoxville, okay? All right, Greg, thank you for calling up. Frank, he's in Georgia. I hope he's better behaved. Frank, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Browns? Playoffs, no playoffs, same old Browns?
I still don't have any faith in the Cleveland Browns. Listen, I guess people keep giving their defense a lot of credit, but didn't their defense give up like over 60 points the first two games? I mean, they need to figure that out. And I still don't have faith in Baker Mayfield. I mean, he wants to get paid like these other quarterbacks. He's not going to do that by handing the ball off all the time. Otherwise, he's just going to be treated as another Alex Smith. So I just don't really trust the Browns or the organization.
Okay.
And they really caught Cincinnati at the right time because Joe Burrow just getting his feet wet. So when they play him again, I think Joe Burrow will be a lot better quarterback.
Okay, he certainly had a hell of a showing tonight, and thank you, Frank, for calling up from Georgia. I'm not too sure about the Baker Mayfield wants to get paid part. I mean, Baker Mayfield, I mean, for where he was drafted 2 years ago at number one, Baker Mayfield, he's getting the coins. Where's the part where Baker wants to get paid? If you ask me, if Baker Mayfield ends up playing like he did last season, Baker Mayfield is not going to have a job. We had a caller who put Baker Mayfield in the worst possible position. We had a caller who said Baker Mayfield might end up being Johnny Manziel. That's awful. That would be terrible. Nobody in Cleveland wants to see that. But unless he can actually get the football to his all-pro type wideouts and Beckham and Landry, yeah, Baker Mayfield, he's going to be looking for a job. He's going to be holding a clipboard. You can throw the whole idea of him looking for money out of the window. He needs to be happy he was the number one overall pick. He needs to be happy that he's in commercials, because if he actually doesn't win on the football field, all of that money, all of that notoriety, all of that goes away. It rubs off. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. People forget about you real quick. Ryan, he's calling up from Charlotte, North Carolina. Ryan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Browns and their win tonight?
Hey, JR, thanks again as always. It was a good win for them. I'm not sold on them yet, though. I mean, The Cincinnati Bengals, you know, they had the number one pick last year for a reason, because both sides of the ball, they were not very good. They were the worst team in the league. Now, Burrow, you know, they've got their quarterback. Burrow has looked great these first 2 weeks, and he's got a bright future. And, you know, and their offensive side, they're scoring with him. So I think they're good on offense. Their defense is still horrible. And, and Cleveland, you know, was able to run through their defense a lot. I do think that Baker Mayfield is, I don't have confidence. They beat a bad Cincinnati Bengals team. I just don't have the confidence right now. And it's just very hard, moving ahead right now to put confidence in Cleveland right now. And I do think the next time they play Cincinnati, I think Burrow, probably will play better and possibly beat them. And I just, the Cleveland Browns are still going to be the Cleveland Browns. They occasionally will have a nice win here or there, but then they end up letting the fan base and everybody else down. I'll leave you with this point, though. I think overall, it's after the first week and now week two with two teams, not having a preseason and the limited training camp for all the teams, I think it's hard to really say where any of them are going to be right now, with the exception of, I think, Kansas City, Baltimore, New Orleans, and probably Green Bay are the only ones right now that we know are still going to be good at picking up where they left off. But right now, with what happened in the offseason and everything else right now, I think we're going to see a lot of inconsistency. We're going to see good football, and we're going to see a lot of sloppy football, too, I think, until at least October sometime.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ryan, for calling up from Charlotte. We spoke to two NFL players earlier on in the show, Shalit Calhoun of the New England Patriots and Alex Anzalone of the Saints. And they said that based on what they've experienced on the field in week one, that nothing out of the ordinary. I don't want to say things have been pretty normal, but this hasn't been like, oh, my God, this has been a shock. We didn't have training camp. If anything, I'm guessing the guys are a little fresher and good. I mean, it's good to see some NFL players not necessarily going out there already limping around. Injuries are a part of the game, but I've been happy with the quality of play so far. Kenny's calling up from New Orleans. Kenny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about the Browns?
215 yards rushing. Man, I don't care what defense you are. Ray Lewis in the middle of your defense, Patrick Willis, 215 yards going to translate to W's. And Frank from Georgia was saying, handing the ball off is not going to give him the big bucks. It's going to translate to W's, and that's what he's trying to do. The other caller was talking about Cleveland.
Oh, well, sorry, Kenny. Kenny would just sound like he had a list. If you said something negative about the Cleveland Browns, he was just going to check off everything on his list and let you know what you said wrong. I mean, yeah, you can rush the ball for 215 yards. But, I mean, what? Are the Browns corners? Are they going to give up the same amount of yards in the air plus some every week? You can look at a Sheldon Richardson, and you can look at a Myles Garrett when he's not swinging a helmet at somebody. And, yes, but when you can look down the field and pretty much say, oh, yeah, we can throw at will, that's something to take into account. Chris is calling up from Maryland. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about the Browns?
Hey, thank you, JR. I got a couple of points about the Cleveland Browns. Number one is they just played the Ravens and didn't score a single touchdown, but yet they played the last place team of the AFC North, and they scored 30-some points on the Cleveland Browns, and they're considered, a lot of people were on the bandwagon last year, and then this year they're talking about, oh, God, they're a Super Bowl contender again, and they allowed 30-some points. Everybody's talking about their offense, but they're not talking about their defense. They're not talking about how Myles Garrett ain't showing up. They're not talking about how Baker Mayfield has not yet to prove anything since his rookie season. They're still talking about how they can do something, but they haven't done nothing. They haven't finished in a winning season in decades. I want to understand why people have so much faith in Cleveland when they haven't even did a single thing yet. They haven't proved nothing yet. When they can
Chris, I got to stop you. Have you listened to the things that the majority of our callers have just said?
Absolutely, yes.
Have you heard that pretty much 9 out of 10 folks have pretty much said that the Browns are going to be the Browns? What are you talking about? I mean, you're saying people are saying Super. What are you talking about?
I'm wondering why there's so much faith in the Cleveland Browns.
Who the hell has faith? You just heard 9 out of 10 people say that they stink and they're not expecting anything out of them.
But I'm still hearing so much faith in how their offense is so potent. How much they – hold on.
Chris, there's no more hold on because we're up against the break. And I want to tell you that wherever you've been listening to or whatever you've been listening to, you should pay attention to what the last 9 out of 10 people said. And thank you, Chris, for calling up from Maryland. I don't know how you can tell me people are saying Browns Super Bowl and so much faith in the Browns when the majority of people say the Browns are going to be the Browns. And they don't have high expectations for them. So why are we even having that conversation? The fact is, there's a big question mark here. The Browns have a lot of talent. The Browns have a lot of talent on offense. They have highly drafted talent. They have a quarterback who they selected first overall who couldn't do anything last year but turn the football over. Can they compete? That's the question, because if they can't, they'll get blown up. I don't think anybody's talking about the Super Bowl. What do you think about the Browns? Does anybody have confidence in the Browns? Most folks don't. I'm going to take your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.